I used to work at a high school somewhere in Asia as a security guard. My duty is to check the hallways, classes, and the cafeterias of the school. I'm a coward myself, so I had a co-worker with me during the night shifts. I always woke up in the afternoon to school and, at that time, students usually were ending their classes, and they'd often talked about what's going on at night and how there were scary monsters. I didn't believe them until tonight. It was the middle of November when this incident happened. As usual, I was about to go to the school to start my shift, and when I got there, my co-worker said this.
Whatever you do in the hallway, don't look up.
Why?
You never look up in schools' hallways at midnight.
That scared the shit out of me, but I had to go in anyways, and my partner was too lazy to do it again. So, I went in with my flashlight. I cleared the classrooms, the cafeteria, and now it's time for the hallway. The hallway in the school was really spacious, so big that if you held a 1,000-lumen flashlight from the start, you wouldn't see the end of the hallway. I started to proceed to try my best not to look up. I was getting close to the end of the hallway when I felt water dripping from the ceiling. I thought it was just water from the rain the other day, but when I felt it, it felt really slimy. It was saliva of some sort, and something was on the ceiling. Because of this, I looked up immediately to see what was there. When I saw it, I ran straight for the exit. The thing was pale. Its face looked as if it was rotting. Its claw-like arms were so big that they stretched from one side of the hallway to another. It had one eye in the middle of its face, and a mouth that was so big it could swallow a full-grown adult. I made it to my co-worker and explained what I'd seen. He seemed really frustrated with me and told me to quit my job the next day. After quitting my job, I did some research on the never look up thing. I found out that once you see the creature, you will get hallucinations of that creature and see them in common places for 40 days. As I proceed with the rest of my life, seeing the creature in mirrors, dinner plates, on paintings, the 40 days are finally over. I'm feeling much better now with the creature out of my sight. I revisited the school the other day, of course, in the daytime, because there were still so many good memories I'd made at that school, but once I proceeded into the hallway, I felt water dripping from the ceiling.